From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now we're back on the housing, and this is one of my favourites too, this dwelling consent v. the number of houses that actually get built and the disconnect potentially there.
Yeah, so this is called building work put in place. So effectively, this is the yin to the yang of dwelling consents, isn't it? So dwelling consents gives you the permission to build, but you've still got to go and do the mahi, you've still got to go and do the work. So there's been a question of what percentage of dwelling consents translate into building work. Well, at the moment, it actually looks like quite a lot. So we know that dwelling consents have been running really hot, and hotter than at any time since the 1970s. But there is plenty of building work going on as well. Well, not right now in Auckland, Mike. We're talking figuratively, not literally at the moment. But we're looking at the numbers for the June quarter. The September quarter will capture the level four lockdown. So for the June quarter, total building work put in place rose 2% when compared to the March quarter, which doesn't seem like a lot. But when you look what's happening within the sector, it tells you a different story, because the action is in residential building, and it was up 4.2% in the quarter. So again, if you analyse that number, it's running at a pretty hot pace. Non-residential building actually fell, and it's not just in Auckland that you're seeing those lifts. You've got good growth in all the other regions as well, and there's no real signs that it will abate either, except of course for the enforced level four interruption. So once the hammers are swinging again, there's plenty of work to be done. But there is inflation, Mike, and to give you an idea of inflation within the sector, I thought these numbers were pretty instrumental. Between the March and June quarters this year, residential building costs rose 4.3%, non-residential up 3.1%. Now that's just for the quarter, so that points to a very material annual price appreciation in building costs. If that pace of price rises is sustained, and at this stage it would appear that that will continue to be sustained. Now, the estimated value of residential building activity was up sharply as well. If I look at the 12-month figures, the value of the work was up 21% from the June 20 years to the June 21 years. So that's a big increase. And the prospects for the building sector do look very good as well. So we've got this big pipeline of work suggested by the dwelling consents. That will extend out as well, because there's not enough people to actually do the work. And then, of course, there is the wild card of the government commitment to infrastructure spending as well, although I'm not aware of any projects that have actually been announced. But potentially that adds to that pressure too. So it's a good time to be a tradie, Mike.
I would have thought so. Jobs for Africa. Now, what about the commodities? Where are we at with that?
So, yeah, we talked about import-export trade last week and commodity price, and we've got more grist to that mill this week, Mike, because yesterday we had the release of the August numbers for the ANZ World Commodity Price Index, and tomorrow morning we've got another global dairy trade auction. So we talked about the strength of commodity prices in the second quarter. Since that second quarter, though, commodity prices have eased. And if you look at the total impact, the ANZ World Commodity Price Index fell 1.6% in August, and that follows a similar decrease in July as well. So dairy and forestry prices leading that index down. What's also relevant here, Mike, is the cost of shipping, and it's gone up substantially. I think you've had a few people on talking about that. Mm-hmm. And a measure of that is what's called the Baltic Dry Index. That measures the cost of shipping. That is at the highest level in over a decade. So that squeezes the margins for exporters. Not only that, Mike, but the New Zealand dollar has strengthened as well. So that potentially hits exporters. Just looking at the inputs, dairy for that month down 4%, meat and fibre though was up 2.8, horticulture up 1.3, but forestry down 6.6%. And we get another look at dairy tomorrow morning at that global dairy trade auction.
Lay some numbers on me.
Well, US market was closed Labor Day, so the close is from Friday, unchanged, 35369 on the Dow, 4535 on the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq 15,363. I would comment, though, that the futures contracts were trading, and all of those US indices in futures trading are in positive territory overnight. FTSE 100, 7187, up 49.68%. The Nikkei had a storming session, 29,659, up 531 points, 1.8%. Shanghai Composite, 3621, also up over 1%. The ASX 200 gained 6 yesterday, closing at 7528, and the NZX 50 gained 11 points yesterday, 13,300. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar still hanging in there, 0.7133 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9590 Aussie, €0.6008, €0.5155, £78.35 against the yen, gold $1,853, and Brent crude $72.22.
Yeah, but great one, mate. We'll see you Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.